December 12th, 2012. We're holding here in Perek Zayin, Chelkei HaZrizus, the different sections of Zrizus. We started the paragraph already of the Chelkei HaZrizus, and we discussed that there are two aspects. There's a Zrizus before a Maisa, and there's a Zrizus after the Maisa. Now we're in the middle of discussing the Zrizus Koidim Hascholas Maisa. Zrizus before you do the action. If you have the Mesilas Yesharim where it says Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel Mud Beis, if it brings out where the Gemara is, right after Ushmartim Es HaMatzois, Mitzvah HaBol Yodcho Al Tach Mitzeno. We discussed yesterday a Mitzvah HaBol Yodcho, a Mitzvah that comes into your zip code. Al Tach Mitzeno. Don't spoil it. Don't waste it. V'amru, the Gemara Nazir tells us, Li'oilom Yagdim Adam L'dvar Mitzvah Shelefi She'ekdimo B'chiri L'tziro Zachso V'kidmo Arba Doiris B'Yisrael Malchus. The Gemara Nazir tells us a person in Yagdim, he should make sure he goes ahead to go do a mitzvah. Why should he try to go do a mitzvah? He shouldn't just wait around. Because in the Zchus, Shekdimo Bechir Letzira, in that the older daughter of Lot, we all know the parasha of Lot and his two daughters, that after Hafichas Doim, Hafachas Doim, after the stone was destroyed, then the daughters of Lot thought that the world was destroyed, and they were thought that they were the only ones left around. I don't know why they didn't think Avraham Avinu was around, but anyway, that's a kasha, not for now. It's a chumash here. So what they thought was that they're the only left people left around, and they have to make sure the world continues. So here, the Gemara is telling us that that the Bechira, the older daughter of Lot, went ahead to continue the population to be with her father, Zachzo, she married Vikodmo Arba Dairis B'Yisrael Malchus. What's this referring to? It's referring to the Bechiro Shabo says the Sefer Yoshe Mesila the Perush. Shabo Mimoyav. Who is this? Oyved, Yishai, David Ushloimai. As opposed to the Tzeira, the younger daughter, Rechavam Shiba Misha Minus. She came from the Isha Minus. V'nechshav lahem lemitzvah ki rotzu lichyo is a zera ala aritz v'soivram shaloi noisrim nefesh chaya boilam ki toitza ma'aficha sdoim. It was viewed to them as a mitzvah. Why was it viewed to them as a mitzvah? It explains the Yoshe Mesila. Because they thought they have to make sure that there's a kiyum to the world. The world will not survive. The world will not exist. So what did they do? They went ahead and they were with their father to make sure that mankind will survive. Here we see Hekdima. The praise that she is getting is that she went ahead and saw there's a need. That's how they viewed it. Furthermore, we'll just get the thought here. We have to get the whole thought, then we'll take questions. Sometimes having the one having enough, we'll get the whole thought. Okay, 1 second. Va'amru zirizim magdimin lemitzvahs. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, and like we said, it's not by chance that Chazal tell us specifically in Pesachim, when we have a shias of matzah, of chametz, that chametz and matzah are one. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? If you have the same letters. There's a ches and a hey, which is different. That one little smidgic of little more ink is the difference between the chametz and the matzah. Right? That hey becomes a ches when you fill it up. The chametz and the matzah. Right? One little amount, a shia, you wait a little more, that's it, you lost it. Zriz Magdimul Mitzvahs, that those are Zoriz, are Magdimul Mitzvahs. It's not by chance, I will tell you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it, that we are specifically learning the Chelkei Zrizus on Hanukkah. It's not by chance. I'm interrupting myself, but continuing the same concept. What do I mean? Unfortunately, there's a big fallacy that takes place. And I'll show you right now. Who was the enemy during the time of Hanukkah? Teretz is Antiochus, right? That's incorrect. Not that you're incorrect. Not this Yavdin. Okay, what's a Teretz? Okay, you're right. You are right. But there's more to it. The Teretz says the Bach. the famous Bach. The Rifyanat Torah, the Rifyanat Voida. What does this mean? What this means is as follows. It's not that Paro was the bad evil man, Pera. It's not that Haman was the evil man. Of course they were. It's not Antiochus the Rasha. Yes, they're the evil people. But they cannot do anything to Klal Yisrael unless we get the ball rolling first. I want to share with you a secret, and we're being recorded, so I'll say it loud. The actions of the world go according to our actions. What does that mean, the actions of the world going according to our actions? If Klal Yisrael performed the mitzvahs, mutav, good. If not, Hashem sends the bear, Hashem sends the lion, Hashem sends the enemies. That's when Haman has his ability to make his gezeirah. That's when Antiochus has his ability to be powerful and start making gezeirahs in Klal Yisrael. The Bach explains that it was the hisrashlus of the avoid of the Kohanim. The Kohanim who are known, Kohanim Zrizinheim, Kohanim do things with Zrizus, mitzvahs, not things with mitzvahs, with Zrizus. Specifically, they were doing avoidah with hisrashlus. They became lax. Mida keneged mida. Hashem specifically attacked the Beis HaMikdash. It's extremely important for us to understand this. And as little children, we are being taught, Antiochus, a bad evil king. Paro, look what he did to us. We have to understand the starting point is the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. As the Ramban tells us that in the Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban, the Hanhagas Ha'olam, the world runs according to the way we act. If we perform the mitzvahs, we will have a force field protecting us. The world will run properly. If we don't do the mitzvahs of Hashem, then that force field is shattered. And then all what's taking place during that whole force field, when it's up there, is that the enemies of the world are throwing things at us. We just don't feel it. We don't see it. When we don't learn the mitzvahs, we don't learn Torah, don't do mitzvahs, then the force field is not, then we see it, then we feel it. I want to share with you a little marshal. Could be I've said it in the past, we'll say it again. There's a man who had to travel. And he decided what's the safest way to travel with all of his wealth. He's going to combine all of his wealth into one stone, one valuable stone, and tie it around his neck. And then put the stone underneath his clothing. No one will see it. And this is what he does. He transfers all of his wealth into one stone, one very precious stone. And he has it around his neck like a necklace. And he has it underneath his shirt. And he's traveling one night, and he has to stay by an inn. Of course, he has some pocket change to pay for the inn. And as he's signing in to the inn, this innkeeper notices something shining. He realizes this precious stone underneath his shirt. At night, the guest, he goes to his room, he locks the door, puffs up his pillow, made out of straw back then, gets comfortable and falls asleep. In the middle of the night, while the door is locked, the innkeeper has the keys. Unlocks the door, pulls out his dagger, raises his arm, and comes charging down, and in midair he freezes. He gets paralyzed. His arm can't continue going down. He doesn't understand what's going on. But he's adamant to get that stone. He picks up his arm again. He full steam ahead, full speed, comes charging down. Once again, he freezes. He doesn't know what's stopping him. He can't continue. And he tries a third time. And he doesn't understand what's going on, but something is protecting, is causing him. He can't continue. He can't kill this Jew and steal his stone. In the morning, the Jew wakes up, stretches, says his Modani, thanks Hashem for the new day ahead, thanks the innkeeper, and goes on his way. He has no idea what took place the night before. Because the force field was protecting him. This is the marshal, but it's a true marshal, the nimshal. The nimshal is that the Torah of mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. And this is what the Rabban is telling us. That when we perform the mitzvahs. When we learn Torah, this forest field is protecting us. But when we become lax, even if a person does come to learn, well, you know, listen, he takes his time. He drags his feet into the Beis Medrash. He doesn't do it zrizus. That already, it gives room and time for the Yitzhar to creep in. Like I said, it's not by chance, specifically, the Chalki HaZrizus is being learned on Chanukah. When it's the mitzvah, this midah of Zrizus, which we have to mechazik ourselves, like the Kahane, when they mechazik themselves, the Chashmonoim, and they said, we can't stand for this. There won't be Klal Yisrael. If we don't stand up, we can't just sit around, and we know what happened. We know the stories. That they said, okay, I'll sacrifice this pig, this chazer, in the base of Minish, on the Mizbeach. But I don't want to do it in front of anybody else, because if I, the Kohen, sacrifice this chazer, the Jews will stone me, they'll kill me. So I'll just do it in front of you. It's brought down in the Svarim, Megillas Antiochus. So the Greek high officer figured, oh, this is great. He was so excited. This is what he's waiting for the Jew to shech the pig on the Mizbeach. And he tells everybody else, go out, don't worry about it, I'll take care of everything myself. And we all know what happened. Secretly, he had the sword underneath his shirt. And when he got closer, he pulled it out. And the Yavani didn't expect it. And he killed him right there on the spot. And he was mispalled to Hashem to ask Mechila for Hashem for spilling blood in that place. The Makom Kodesh like this. And I want to share something with you. If you take in the script letters, in Hebrew script, if you take the word Yavan and you spell it, you write it out. Yud Vav Nun, Nun Sofis. We discussed yesterday the Malchus Yavan HaRisho, the evil nation of Yavan. And we said how is that the Jews, Chachmei Yisrael, the Torah, they explained to us that the Greeks were mamish evil. Not how the world views them as what they gave so much to society. We discussed that yesterday. And in the word Yavan, the way we spell it, you'll see that as well. And we mentioned the Medrash Rabbah, Chidekel, that their gezeiros were like a doctor that performs a surgery that puts a needle into the patient that the patient doesn't even feel it. Such an expert doctor. So too, what the Gezerus says, the Medrash of the Yavanim, that we didn't even realize what was being, how we were being attacked. Look at the letters. Yud. It's a little tiny drop. They get into our system, into our thought process. Vav, it gets a little longer. That Yud now extends itself. Because it gets more into our body, into our mind. And Nun Seifis is all the way down. It extends itself throughout our whole thought process. This is Yavan. It starts, it could have been, different. And it just hit me this second. It's chus of you, I want to suggest, it just hit me. What, it just hit me? What is Yavan? Yafte lekilu yefes. The beauty of Yavan, right? Take Yavan backwards. What do you have? Noi. Beauty. You take the word Yavan back. I never thought of this before. You take it right now in Yerushchus. Noi. Yavan. You take Yavan backwards, you have the word Noi. Because how do they want to come to show we're your friends? Well, look how beautiful things are. We're all the same. Come join our beautiful ways of life, culture, intellectualism. We're not barbarians like the Romans and things like that. No, Romans weren't. That kind of mindset. We don't live our lives chopping people's heads off. No, if you don't listen to our ways of life, oh, there we go. Then we'll kill you. But Yavan is beauty. That's what they're trying to show. And that's the Yetzer Hara today. When we think everything's so beautiful and nice, with the world that we live in, it's noi, it's beautiful. That's the Yitzhar. He sticks it in there. One little drop. One little yud. Then it gets longer to the Vav. Then to the Nunsofis. But when we are doing mitzvahs, Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs, we don't allow that yud to incorrectly enter our system. A person should run for a Dvar Mitzvah. Afilu b'Shabbos. There's halacha. Normally in Shabbos, you cannot run. You can't run on Shabbos. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to run. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to run. Over Medrash Amru, Hu yinageinu almus, and he will lead us eternally. Bezrizus. Kileinu ulemosa. Kimada adoma. Besoich aloma is toifefois. In the midst of the young maidens playing timbals. He has reasons. He made us shleimus godol asher tivoi shelo adam moina mimenu ato. Jesus is the midas shleimus, is the complete perfection, the attribute of complete perfection. Asher tivoi shelo adam moina mimenu ato, which the natural tendency of man is to remove himself from this Jesus, because, like we said, we are where are we from? Offer min adama. Where is offer? Offer is in the ground. Afar's, what's it doing? It's resting. It's doing nothing. So our natural pull is to go back to do nothing. That's where we come from. Doing nothing. What do we have to do? The neshama is vayipach ba'apa of nishmas chayim. Hashem blew inside of us this nishmas chayim. Blowing is an action. We have to do. To do is the opposite of resting. We have to go against our teva, against our nature. But when he's excited, he breaks his teva, and then he does it. He's still breaking his actual natural tendency. We didn't forget the other question. These are very powerful words. I want to tell you. Years ago, a friend of mine told me that lying in the words of the Ramchal, of the Messias Hasharim specifically, interwoven, hidden in these words, you will find, for those who know, I'm not one of those who know, but those who know the Sifrei Ramchal will be able to see the secrets of the other Svarim, the Das Tavunis and all the other Svarim are interwoven, are written in these words. One has to know all the Sifrei Ramchal, a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Nizan Yonim, and of course, Torah, and he'll see the depths of the Ramchal. What does it mean? The person will merit this truth. Let's finish the sentence. Hashem will give him as a reward. In exchange, that he worked hard at the time when it's time to work. I was contemplating, what does that mean? I'll explain right now, from Rav Dessler. I was contemplating whether I should say this for the Suda, the Chanukah Masiba. But, it's, you know, it's a Yitzhahara. Whenever, you know, sometimes I find something beautiful. I say, well, if I say it now, then I won't have what to say later. Chas v'shalom. Say it now and say it later. This is Avraham Gedalia. Okay. It's a Yitzhahara, of course. Explains Rav Dessler. Such powerful chizik. Just in time. Rav Dessler says like this. Says the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun. Ashri mi shebola kan v'tamuda biyodai. Fortune is the one who comes here. V'tamuda biyodai. So also Gemara Ksubis Daf Ayin Zayin. How do you remember Ayin Zayin? Oy, strength. Okay. Ashri mi shebola kan v'tamuda biyodai. Fortune is the one who comes here to the world to come with the Torah in his hand. Doesn't say besichloi. Says biyodai in his hand. Explains of Dessler. What does it mean in his hand? With our hands, we work hard. We do things with our hands. We toil. We exercise the energy that's inside of us. Now, it's a tremendous chizik. Many times a person will learn. He comes to learn. And he doesn't understand. The bigger Nisoyin is when he sees a person next to him, he does understand. He's thinking like, what's with me? You know, how come I don't understand? You know, I had my Wheaties. What's going on? I slept my 8 hours. Right. Yeah. How come I don't understand? But he works hard. As the Pasuk says, the Mishlei Nefesh Amol Amol Amoloi. Rav Dessler is Masber. That La'asid Lavoi, when he gets to the world to come. The Amelitz Batoyer he put into this effort of learning Torah here in this world, Hashem will give it to him. He'll understand that Torah. The Alimna Torah will be his. Why? As the Ramchal says, he will merit it in truth. That's what these words mean. That's what these words mean. Hashem will give it as a merit to him, as a reward. Because he worked hard for it. What does effort mean? Effort means to get up, to come to learn. Effort means to come to understand, to learn. He's working to understand. And let's say he doesn't go in. The reward is la'asi lavoi. He's going to have the clarity of the Torah that's going to be in front of him. He's going to understand that sugya. He's going to understand that Rashi. He's going to understand that shir. And it all starts, says of Dessler, when one is zaris ba'amoloi. He's zaris, he gets up to go to learn. He breaks the chaymer, the physicality. Who asher yeh mohir ba'asagosli bo'ilam haba? Is this person who is zaris ba'amoloi. He's quick to make sure he comes to learn. He has his kviyas in Torah. Even though things aren't working so well in his understanding. But his effort is there. It's munach. It's saved for him in an oitzer. Because the biyada we're saying that he has to work hard. Normally in this world we exert with our hands. As opposed to say b'sichloi. Because l'asi lovei he'll get it in the seichel. Here you might not. But over here, when you work hard with your hands, you will get it. Bless you, love. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.